Chapter 14. Homework. After school, Bradley Chalkers was going to go to Jeff Fishkin's house, and they were going to do their homework together. Bradley couldn't believe it. Homework. It was all he thought about as he sat at his desk, last seat, last row, and waited for school to end. "Maybe it won't be too horrible," he reasoned. "After all, Jeff always does his homework. He must like it." The more he thought about it, the more he liked the idea. Homework. Work you do at home. Except he wouldn't do it at his home. He would do it at Jeff's home. And that was even better. It would be his first time over at Jeff's house. And after he did his homework, Mrs. Ebel might give him a gold star. Instead of scribbling, he drew little stars, one after another, until the bell rang. But first, they had to beat up those girls. "Come on, let's go," he said, hopping out of his seat. "Just a sec," said Jeff. He got a book from his desk. "Oh, do I need one of those?" Bradley asked. He hadn't realized that in order to do his homework, he would need to bring his book home. "That's okay. We can share mine." They walked outside. There was a light drizzle. "They're in Mrs. Sharp's class," said Bradley. "We can wait here until they come out, then sneak up behind them." "Who?" "Those girls! We have to beat them up so they won't say hello to you." "We should probably get started on our homework right away," said Jeff. "It won't take long," Bradley assured him. "You just have to hit them once, and they cry and run away."
"But it's raining," said Jeff.
It was barely misting.
"Good! We can push them in the mud and get their clothes dirty. Girls hate it when their clothes get dirty."
They stood about 10 yards away from Mrs. Sharp's door and waited. Several kids came out, but they didn't see Colleen, Laurie, or Melinda.
"Maybe they've already gone home," Jeff said hopefully.
"No, girls always take a long time to leave class," Bradley explained. "First, they have to put their papers neatly in their notebooks. Then they have to mark their places in their books and put all their pencils in their pencil holders. Then they put everything away neatly in their desks."
He said it as though it was the most disgusting thing anyone could do.
"Shh! Here they come!"
Melinda, followed by Colleen and Laurie, came out of Mrs. Sharp's room. Bradley put his finger to his lips. Then he and Jeff walked after them, keeping their distance. They followed the girls around the side of the building and along the sidewalk away from the school.
"Let's just go home," said Jeff. "The homework might take a long time." "Girls kick," warned Bradley. "They don't know how to punch, so they try to kick you."
He quickened his pace until he was just a few steps behind the girls. Jeff lagged a little behind. Laurie was the first to turn around.
"Ew, Bradley Chalkers," she said, making a face.
"Laurie Loudmouth," snapped Bradley. "The ugliest girl in school."
Melinda and Colleen stopped walking and turned around, too.
"Grow up, Bradley," said Melinda.
"Make me,"
he replied.
"Hello, Jeff," Colleen said very quietly.
"Hello," said Jeff.
"Quit saying hello to him," said Bradley.
"It's a free country," said Laurie. "We can say hello."
"Not to us," said Bradley.
"We didn't say hello to you," said Laurie. "Just him. Hello, Jeff."
"Hello,"
said Jeff.
Laurie laughed.
"Why don't you just leave us alone, Bradley?" said Melinda.
"No, you leave us alone first," Bradley said,
and he pushed Melinda. She pushed him back. He pushed her again. She shoved him off the sidewalk. He slipped on the wet grass and fell to the ground. Laurie laughed hysterically. Bradley scrambled angrily to his feet.
"You got my clothes dirty."
"Bradley wet his pants,"
teased Laurie, hiding behind Melinda.
"Shut up,"
he yelled.
"You started it,"
said Melinda.
"I'll punch your face in,"
said Bradley. He shook his fist at her. Melinda raised her fists in the air. He charged toward her, then kicked her in the leg. She slugged him in the face with all her might. Bradley stumbled backward and almost fell again, but caught his balance. He glared at Melinda as his eyes swelled with tears.
"No fair! 4 against 1, he shouted,
then ran home crying.